Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 2, The Hannah Ministry, Monday, Related Verses, Psalms 48, verse 2, Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Psalms 50, verse 2, Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Revelations 14, verse 1 and 4 through 5. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. Verses 4 through 5. These are they who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth no lie was found. They are without blemish. Psalms 74, verse 2. Remember your assembly, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed as a tribe of your inheritance at Mount Zion, where you dwell. Psalms 135, verse 21. Blessed be Jehovah from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Psalms 53, verse 6. O that the salvation of Israel might come forth from Zion. When God turns the captivity of his people, Jacob will exult, Israel will rejoice. Psalms 9, verse 11. Sing psalms to Jehovah, the inhabitant of Zion. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Psalms 132, verses 13 through 14. For Jehovah has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Related reading. In the Old Testament, there was the city of Jerusalem with Zion as the center. Jerusalem was built on a mountain range. Mount Zion was one of the mountains on which Jerusalem was built. The church life is today's Jerusalem. Within the church life, there must be a group of overcomers, and these overcomers are today's Zion. According to Revelation 14, the overcomers are standing on Mount Zion with the Lord. Actually, in typology, the overcomers are today's Zion. Without Zion, the overcomers, Jerusalem, the church life, cannot be kept and maintained. Zion is the high peak, the center, the uplifting, the strengthening, the enriching, and the reality of the church, the holy city. A local church must have some overcomers, and these overcomers are the peak and the center of that local church. They are the uplifting, the strengthening, the enriching, and the reality of that local church. The overcomers at Zion are the highlight, the center, and the reality of the church. The overcomers as today's Zion are for the consummation of the holy city, the church. They are to consummate, to finish, the building up of the local church and to bring in the consummated New Jerusalem in eternity. In order to complete the building up of the body, the Lord needs the overcomers, and the building up of the body consummates in the New Jerusalem. This is why, at the end of the Bible, in the last book, there is the calling for the overcomers. Today, the way to become vitalized is to answer the Lord's call to be an overcomer. Jerusalem is large, while Zion is small. The stronghold of Jerusalem is Zion. Whenever there is something that has to do with God's heart desire, Zion is mentioned. Every time the Old Testament speaks of the relationship between Zion and Jerusalem, it shows us that the characteristics, the life, the blessing, and the establishment of Jerusalem come from Zion. In 1 Kings 8, verse 1, the elders were in Jerusalem, and the Ark of the Covenant was in Zion. Psalm 51, verse 18 says that God did good to Zion and built the walls of Jerusalem. Psalm 102, verse 21 says that the name of the Lord was in Zion and that his praise was in Jerusalem. Psalm 128, verse 5 says that the Lord blessed out of Zion and that the good was seen in Jerusalem. Psalm 135, verse 21 says that the Lord dwelt at Jerusalem, but that the Lord was to be blessed out of Zion. In Isaiah 41, verse 27, the word was first announced to Zion and then preached to Jerusalem. Joel 3, verse 17 says that when God dwelt in Zion, Jerusalem would be holy. Today, God is looking for the 144,000 amidst the defeated church who will stand on Mount Zion. As the Lord has done once before, so these overcomers have to pour out their blood before life can flow out to others. On behalf of the church, the overcomers take the stand of victory and also suffer tribulation and despising. The overcomers of God have to pay the price and allow the cross to cut off all the old creation and deal with the gates of Hades. Are you willing to endure heartache to gain the heart of God? Are you willing to let yourself be defeated so that the Lord can be the victor? When your obedience is fulfilled, God will deal with all disobedience.